Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, a semi-well-known, semi-well-reliable leaker doing a bit of this, Robert Serrano, tweeted over the weekend that March will be the last month that we know PlayStation Plus as it is, which is a whole other thing. There's a whole conversation to be had about the reality of Spartacus, Sony's Game Pass program, all the different things that they've been planning, and the fact that if you start zeroing in on it, it seems like they might be launching in April.
Yeah.
That's what the biggest leakers in the business are saying, and there's quite a few things to break down in regards to this, so we'll get through it, and then we'll get to the exciting stuff of a monthly service that gives you PS1, PS2, PS3, PSP games
Wow. All
in one go, but let me tell you why it's going to actually happen. So we do have the original Serrano tweet that happened across the weekend. He said that March is going to be the last month for PlayStation Plus, and that Sony are targeting the fiscal year 2022 as when they want to launch their Spartacus service. Spartacus is the code name for it. I'm just going with Sony Game Pass because it's what it's,
it's easy.
What's it going to be? You know, it's something like that. So he says that the earliest date for that is April 1st, but it's spring overall that they're targeting. However, that does line up with the overall idea that there's going to be a State of Play showcase in March, which is what Tom Tenders Henderson's been saying, as well as Nick Baker from the Xbox Era podcast, saying that March is going to be when Sony have a really big show about to talk about. So that stuff all kind of lines up. The biggest thing in here, though, is Jeff Grubb over on VentureBeat and over on Giant Bomb detailing the specific tiers and pricing model of what Sony are aiming for. Now, he did this a few days ago. However, we didn't bother talking about it because we didn't know what time frame it was going to be on until Serrano got out there and said it's actually happening pretty damn
soon.
So we'll break some stuff down. According to Mr. Jeff Grubb, and this is backed up by Serrano as well, we have three tiers as to what you'll be able to opt into when it comes to the Sony Game Pass equivalent, whatever it turns out to be. Tier one is just PlayStation Plus Essential. That's just what PlayStation Plus is now. So that's online play, that's monthly freebies, as they are right now. Second tier is PlayStation Plus Elite, I believe it's called. PlayStation Plus Elite. I should also say that the first tier is $10.
Okay.
So that's it. I think that must be what they pay in America anyway.
Yeah.
£7 for us, but you got to make it work. Second tier is PlayStation Plus Elite. That is $13 a month. And that thing is everything that you had beforehand, your monthly freebies, your online play, but also a library of hundreds of games. Grope says 250 to 300 games. He said it sounds like they've taken the PlayStation Now library and just made that downloadable. It's not streamable, which is interesting.
That's
because
big. That
in the
seems
third
big.
Tier, just to throw it all in, third tier is PlayStation Plus Premium. Now, this is everything. This is cloud streaming. It's access to demos. It's access to game trials, so you can download a PlayStation 5 game and have access to it for some period of time, as well as the biggie, PlayStation 1 games, PS2, PS3, and PSP games for $16 a month. What do you think, JB?
That's a lot of information to take in there.
It's a hell of a lot of information.
It feels a little bit like long overdue. You know, we've had rumors about the Spartacus service going back a few months now, and all of them seem to be ramping up, hopefully in time for this April date. Like you said, you know, there's been so many rumors about there being this big state of play in March, and that's hopefully where we get our first kind of like look at it, what this service is going to be. The tiers thing is interesting. Call me John McTiernan, because I might as well be the director of Die Hard trying to figure all this stuff out.
Tier like, hard. Tier harder.
It's the barely a joke, barely a pun, but we're going to go with
it. It's what we did in the morning.
It's what we do. Yeah, the third tier obviously is the most intriguing to me. That's the one with, like you said, all of the backwards compatibility stuff. You get things like game trials, which, correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't that a promise that they made for the PS4 era? Like, you would get more game trials. You'd be able to try something out or stream it before you buy it. Anyway.
Oh, God, maybe.
The thing that I was surprised by in your big information dump there was the fact that we're going to be getting, potentially, the PlayStation Now library, which for me is really solid. There's so many good things on that service. It's just a shame that you can stream them. Mm. But now they're going to be downloadable. That seems like they must have put a lot of work into this infrastructure to make that possible in the first place. Because while, yes, PS4 games are already downloadable today, like the PS3 games that are on that service, that seems quite big.
It's interesting because they put so much money and impetus on the Gaikai streaming tech at the start of the 2010s. Yeah. And then most of us went, nah, we're all right, to be honest. And so I think they lost a lot of money on that over time. I've not looked into that, but my gut feeling is that the Gaikai investment didn't pay off. So it makes sense to then lock that behind your highest payment tier and go, well, if you know, we're going to make it work in this regard. But I also think that in regards to streaming, it feels like it's in there because that just is something Xbox do. And for as much as Xbox gets Game Pass and streaming, that side of things bang on. Like, you can sit and play Halo in the toilet if you want to, and it works very, very well. I don't think people care that much. I don't think the mainstream audience is talking about game streaming as much as they might want them to be, if that was going to be a big selling feature. So I kind of think it's just thrown in here in terms of, like, they need to bulk out the top pricing tier. The biggie for me is by far the classic game library.
Yes.
But it's interesting because if we go onto the Xbox side, and if you read any interviews with the various teams that are responsible for carrying those games across on the Xbox side, not the devs, but the teams that look after how they actually operate, they make sure they work before they put them out. There's so much work that goes into that.
Yeah.
And it's ludicrous. And I never really thought that Sony would put that much time and effort into it. A lot of this stuff feels quite reactionary to Game Pass, unless they've had it in the works for a few years. But at the same time, it does line up with something that we reported on years ago, that Mark Cerny had patented a chip that was, or some sort of design system.
That kid loves a little bit of the patenting. He was doing it like a few months ago about backwards compatibility stuff.
He loves a little bit of it,
so I don't put that past him. But yeah, like you said, you know, a few years ago, we were talking about the PlayStation 5 having backwards compatibility from the start, and maybe this kind of like lines up with that, but it's being rolled out as part of this service now that they're ready to go. Because you know, we've tried streaming for years now. We've had, you know, Google Stadia. We've had Sony's PS Now, obviously, which was more successful.
PlayStation TV as well.
PlayStation TV, which is more successful and more reliable, but it's nowhere near a Game Pass competitor. Game Pass is so much more stable, and it's so much more reliable, and it's just kind of easier, more accessible, all that stuff.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We should talk about the fact that one of the interesting things here is how they're approaching the idea that, you know, in a couple of years gone by, they've talked about ramping up their first-party pricing. So it's £70 per game.
Yeah.
And then Xbox went, well, we're not doing that. You get everything as part of the monthly subscription service. Sony's response is to do game trials, which there is a little line from Jeff Grubb's write-up on VentureBeat saying the game trials enables you to download and start playing the full versions of new PlayStation games, whether that's PS4 or PS5. He likens it to EA Play's approach
that's
to stuff.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Which is an interesting... interesting thing. I think that's an interesting way to get around the optics of their high premium quality title that's worth £70, something like Horizon dripping in production quality.
Yep.
But also saying, hey, look, if you just cough up the top tier, you can play hours of that, 10 hours, whatever it is, as much as you want. And so it's an interesting line to walk. It's sort of, I think that does let them compete with Game Pass, especially because on the PlayStation side, at least for now, Sony have those games.
Yeah.
They have like top quality games that they can hang on a service and then go pay monthly. And you'll get all this stuff.
Totally. I think, you know, with Sony's first party stuff especially, like, they rely on that so much in a way that Microsoft just doesn't. You know, Microsoft is able to take these hits in order to make this streaming service, the game service, sorry, a thing.
Kind of one of the same, though.
Yeah, totally. With Sony and, you know, the likes of Horizon Zero Dawn, you know, God of War Ragnarok, Gran Turismo 7, which is just really imminent, like, those games are going to sell so much, they're going to bring in so much business that, yeah, and because they've already announced, you know, the fact that they are charging people more for them,
yeah.
I don't think we're going to see that going away immediately at all. Like, it's going to be this game trial gimmick where you can, like, test the waters on the new Horizon, and if you want to buy it, you can pay for the rest, and that's kind of how they're going to bridge the gap, and most importantly, not make it look like they've got pie on their face by saying you will enjoy paying £70
that's
for
the thing.
This game.
I wonder how long it is until they backtrack on that stuff, until they do some sort of announcement. Well, we've listened to people, we've listened to the data, we've listened to what people want. And,
Jim Ryan, dear U-turn, unheard of.
Jimmy old Ryan, I don't know. I mean, I just don't think you can have a £70 where Sony, you'll pay this money, you'll get two jobs to pay for it, old school PS3 Sony, and then also try and compete in a space that is a bundle of stuff for a monthly fee. I think that's interesting, especially when it comes to pricing as well. Their pricing is fairly competitive. I did bring in the UK stats in terms of what we pay right now. PlayStation Plus in the UK is £7 a month. You can get a quarter of a year for £20, or you can pay a year for £50. So right now the tiers are being rolled out from Jeff Grubb and Serrano in terms of the monthly pricing. But once people start looking at a year of this stuff, it's going to be very interesting in terms of the marketing, the optics. I mean, for me, if you just have Tekken 3's artwork and there's a price tag, I'll pay it. It's fine. But at the same time, I wonder just how much they do in that regard. Like I said, I mentioned all the emulation stuff because they'll have to nail that stuff. If you're going to start playing with people's memories and access points to all those games, they need to be bang on. Do you think that they'll have gone out there and talked to third parties? Like, is the Metal Gear collection going to be on this thing?
I think they've got it, man. Like, if they're going to launch it, I think they have to launch on the strongest foot possible. Well, they don't need another PlayStation Now situation where that eventually turned into something people, you know, wanted to use, but they took them essentially like a soft reboot of it like that. Remember like a year and a half ago where they introduced the fact that you're going to get like PlayStation 4 games, new games are going to be coming to it more often. I don't think they can do that again. They need to come out with a bang, so I do think they need to put in the work to talk to third-party studios to make sure that games are on there and that those games are running, you know, as best as they possibly can. I think with all of this in mind, we haven't heard from Sony in what feels like a good while. You know, they've obviously released games, but they've not done like a big press conference. And I feel like if they do come out in March, you know, give us a look at God of War, Ragnarok, give us a look at this
give
us anything, give us a look at PSVR 2. I just think it sets themselves up well for a good year, because at the moment we're kind of like looking at these great games on the horizon, but wondering what the game plan is, wondering what else is on the horizon.
Exactly.
Horizon Forbidden West.
That's kind of the thing, is that this year is very front-loaded from Sony. Horizon's incredible. Gran Turismo is about to drop in like the next week or whatever. And it is that thing where you look at the rest of this year, and in regards to God of War, we don't even know what state that game's in, if it is coming this year, how much of it is an upscale PS4 game, etc. And they have things that they can answer in that regard too. It makes sense to do a state of play in March, whether or not the rest of this stuff is true or not. But it seems like the amount of people talking about it, this is the way.
Well, the thing is, it seems like, you know, Spartacus seems like it's definitely happening.
I hope they don't call it Spartacus.
They definitely won't. But what can they call it? They're not going to call it Sony Game Pass.
The Yoshida. The Ken Kutaragi. I don't know
if they'll do
call
that.
It the Emotion yes. Engine. I remember back when I was in school, calling you out, person I talked to in school. I said, PlayStation 2 is powered by the Emotion Engine. And they laughed in my face. I said, no, that's what it's called.
Look what you've done. Like, we've got all of these leaks and rumors going on. And now you just unearthed some childhood memory for Scott Telford. Like, this is what happens when gaming gets in your head, Scott.
It is. This is what when gamers attack. At the same time, overall, one of the things I was going to throw in is that when they did the PlayStation Mini, obviously that version of that little mini console that we got, and people dove into the files for that, and they realized that they did. He's played Metal Gear Solid on this thing, Final Fantasy VII. You can't convince him to play something in a better frame rate. Anyway, people dove into that thing hacker-wise and realized that Sony had tested all of the classics. They had tested Crash Bandicoot, Resident Evil, Soul Reaver, all the stuff that you would want, and then they couldn't fulfill the third-party licensing side of it, so it didn't come together. You have to assume that they've then gone back to those same people, same companies, and gone, well, we're doing it better now, yeah. And we're paying monthly, and do you want in or not? Because I don't know what classic PlayStation 1 library you do if it doesn't have those games in.
Yes.
Like, unless if you rely entirely on first party, Ape Escape, like I'll take it, but I don't know.
Yeah, you want those things that you associate with PlayStation, even if they weren't necessarily exclusives, or even if they weren't, you know, first party. You want to, like, so much of business today, like, runs on nostalgia. You need to hit those nostalgia receptors with a service like this. For me, like I said, you know, it's just a thing that I want at this point. We've been talking about backwards compatibility in regards to the PlayStation 5 for months, if not years at this point. So
I need this
service in my digital hands, and I need to be able to see what the crap
we've
is.
Switched offices the amount of time we've talked about this stuff. But last thing, what one game from PS1, PS2, PS3, PSP do you want on the service? You can have anything. What's the one thing?
Playboy the Mansion, the video game, perhaps. You know?
Fair enough.
Maybe Resident Evil 1. Both of the same caliber, I think.
It's very, very one seminal, the other Resident Evil. It's hard to pick between them. I'll go Def Jam 5 for New York. I haven't played that game in a good few years, but I do have the PSP version. And just give me either of them, Sony. I just want to play it in HD, in 60 FPS. Just give me Def Jam. They won't do it because they can't get the song rights, but I want to play it. Let us know what you think down in the comments below. What one dream game do you want added to the service? And what do you think of the idea of them launching all this stuff in April? For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
Speaking even faster, but we'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.